was in a seminar and he got one of these gold cards and they passed it around at work and he said, everybody laughed at me, but he said, I'm winning. Now, I didn't read the card in front of anyone any longer, but I kept reading it. I'd go to the bathroom, and I'd sit in the toilet and lock the door, and I'd read the card. Or I'd be driving down the street, and I'd come to a traffic light, and I'd haul the card out, and I'd read it. Now, something very funny happened to me. 1 year later, I was earning $175,000 a year. Now, that's an enormous change, and it went well beyond a million in a year. Now, that was not supposed to happen. See, everything I'd been taught since I was a little boy indicated that if you don't go to school, you can't win. If you don't have business experience, you can't win. I had not gone to school. My second month in high school, they asked me to leave. I'll never forget how happy I was when they made that decision. Yeah. As I look back, they were probably much happier than I was when they made that decision. But here I was. I was 16. I had very little knowledge. I had absolutely no skills. And at the very best, my attitude was poor. What chance did I have? I really didn't have any, but I didn't know that. And so I just bummed around from job to job, in and out of the Navy, in and out of factories, in and out of bars, mostly in and out of bars, until I was 26. Here I was at 26 when Ray sat down with me. I had very little knowledge, absolutely no skills, and my attitude had not improved greatly. But he introduced me to this idea, and I found that it doesn't matter what's happened in the past. You may not have a colorful background, and maybe you have. You may not have a lot of formal education, and maybe you have. But it really doesn't matter if you've got a goal and you're willing to stick to it and study the laws, you're going to find out that you can win. Now, that was like an emotional impact, and I had to find out what happened to me. And so I made up my mind that someone had either written in a book or they were talking about it. And I made up my mind I'd read every book that was ever written if I had to. And I'm going to tell you, I have one of the finest libraries on personal development, psychology, the area of the mind that you're going to find anywhere. And I don't just mean library of books. I mean library of tapes and records. And I would travel anywhere in the world that I heard of a good seminar to find out more about myself. Find out more about you. Find out what makes us tick. And you know a strange thing? I found as I studied me, I understood you better. Because we are essentially all the same. And that's just sort of the way it works. This seminar is nothing but the culmination of all that study. But it wasn't just study. It was a lot of practice, a lot of painstaking study, and an awful lot of experience. And John and I have seen great changes take place in our own life, but better still, we've seen phenomenal changes take place in the lives of the thousands and countless thousands of people that have studied these seminars. We've done these seminars as far away as Takapuna, New Zealand. And we've done them all over the United States, every state in the United States. And we've done them all across Canada. People in England are studying this right now. As a matter of fact, this book, Born Rich, is being read in Russia right now. That's a fair distance away from here, and it's a lot different philosophy than most people in that country are used to. Now, we point out here that material wealth is a normal and a natural state for you to live in. Intellectual comprehension, come down to the third paragraph on page 2. It's vitally important. Intellectual comprehension of this program is not difficult. In a relatively short period of time, you will be prepared to correctly answer a battery of questions about this Born Rich program. If you read it, memorize it, you could answer almost any question in it. But that doesn't mean that you're going to win. You could very quickly say, I know. Someone mentioned something, they'll say, I know. I know somebody that says that all the time. Doesn't matter what you say to her. Vera says, I know. All right. Now, knowing and doing are poles apart. And I point out in two or three places in the book that reading and memorizing are not going to make you successful. It's the understanding and then the application of wise thoughts that count. You must understand the idea and you must go out and act on the idea regardless of how much your old program wants to hold you back. You've got to bust out of that shell and do the thing that you've got to do. Now, John Ruskin here gives us an excellent concept on education. He said, education does not mean teaching people what they do not know. It means teaching them, showing them, leading them to behave as they do not behave. Now, the compensation that you're going to receive for following the ideas that you're going to be studying for the next couple of days is absolutely incredible. I could do nothing but keep expressing great ideas when I talk about the good that can come to you. You can do anything you want. You can have anything you want by following these ideas. Now, I choose to believe that every one of you wants something. Wade.